G'day everyone, Ian here in Bris Vegas, late on a Sunday afternoon. Happy New Year, Liz. Yes, Happy New Year, Your Royal Highness, because tomorrow's the Queen's birthday holiday. So, being Sunday night, everybody's kicking back, everybody's having a lovely night, because it's not a school night tonight, is it? We get to stay up late and play because of Her Majesty and the celebration for her birthday. Even though it's not her real birthday, we know that. It's the day we celebrate her birthday, but hey, it's good to have. So everybody's out playing tonight. I'm walking through South Bank at the moment, heading over to dance a little bit more tango. It's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's been going a couple of hours. I won't get a chance to dance a lot. We'll be wrapping up about 6 o'clock, so I'll just get a few tanders in, a few dances. That's okay, because I've had a big day, because I've started picking off that stinking albatross that's been around my neck. Many early mornings, 2:30 a.m, when the monsters come out. I've mentioned that before. I wake up and I hear rain, and I go, oh, it's raining. Oh, that means the water's getting in. Oh, God. Or I wake up at 2:30 and I think, what am I going to do with it all? How am I going to deal with it? What do I do? Do I sell it? Do I give it away? I wonder if somebody's stolen it. That'd be good. If somebody's just stolen it, it's gone. Back in 2011, when the floods were on, we had some pretty serious floods here in Brisbane in January 2011. And one of my concerns was there's a creek running past, and I thought the creek could pick up the container and smash it into the culvert and the road nearby and create some catastrophic disaster that they'd eventually fine me for, and I'd be up for millions of dollars of road repairs. Because it seems that it's now been 8 years. 8 years since I bought a half share in a 40-foot shipping container. Because I didn't know what to do with my workshop. And the little bit of workshop space I was borrowing off a mate, he was moving to a new workshop. And it wasn't appropriate for me to move with him. So I thought, well, I'll just... He had some gear to store, so we bought a shipping container together, second-hand one. $3,000 it cost us. So went halves in that, and I stored my workshop in it. A bench, wood lathe, metal lathe, table saw, surface table, a mill drill, and a whole heap of materials. Screws, nuts, bolts, paints, adhesives, all sorts of stuff, and a fair bit of timber too. A few bits of furniture that I'd made for the residence I was in previously, which I don't have room for in my current home. And I shoved it all in this box, and I thought, that's fine. I'll get back to that in a few months or a year or two. Won't be long. Get another workshop, won't I? Love having a workshop. Love having a workshop. We know what that feels like, don't we, gentlemen? It's nice to have a shed. Somewhere to call your own. Everybody does it a little bit differently. Some people have got a guitar, some people have got a mixing studio, some people have got a laptop, some people have got saws and lathes and welders and forges. Me, I'd probably have all of that, except for the musical instruments, not into music. But yeah, definitely the stereo, the computer, and the ability to make things. I love... even though I'm doing it in my current work life, I'm making stuff, and making some pretty cool stuff. And I've made many, many cool things over the years. I must tell you about some of them at some stage. If you're interested, let me know if you are. But to make stuff for myself, make personal bits of furniture, because I have a need for something that fits into that little niche just over there. Something that suits a specific purpose is really quite wonderful, especially when there's absolutely no chance of finding something that will come off the shelf that will fit that specific purpose. It's nice to go, I'm going to make it. So I've always enjoyed having my own personal workshop. And if you've got a little bit of extra kit, like I've had, you know, like a metal lathe and a miller, you can actually machine up metal components to, you know, produce specific pieces of interesting hardware to help join unusual components together, which you can't normally do. Really very, very satisfying. So I've always wanted to have that workshop back. But the way my life's gone in recent years, with working on a few films and then chasing the digital dreams and failing at that, and now working for the man, means that that workshop is just not possible. I live in a very, very small two-bedroom unit. 49 square metres it is. And frankly, that's all I need. The second bedroom I don't honestly need. I don't need it. It's only for guests. So I don't need much. And it's something I've decided this year is I want to downsize even further. I want to get rid of the stuff that I haven't been using, touching, sharing, basically engaging with. I want to get rid of it. And for these last 8 years, I wake up at 2:30 a.m. from time to time, and the monkey chats in my ear going, the box is still there. It's still got your workshop in it. And it's leaking. And the water's getting in. And the humidity is building up. And it's rusting. And it's decaying. And it's rotting. And all the books have gone mouldy. And they'll all have to be thrown away. And my bench has all swollen and twisted and deformed. And I'll strip the vice off it and throw the bench away. And a lot of the metalworking gear has got a huge amount of rust on it, but you know, some of it can be cleaned up and the tools can be recovered. And my specialty pattern making tools, which were inside their toolbox I built back when I was an apprentice, they've all got surface rust on them. I had a look inside that box today. I've put it in the car. I'm taking it to work this week. I had a look and it's just so tragic. You know, these tools I cared about so much, and now they've all been spoilt to a smaller or greater degree. And I just have to go, that's the way it is. That's what happens when you neglect something for 8 years. And I have to let it go, because this rotting albatross that's been around my neck, it's time to fix it. So today, a mate and I got over there and we stripped out the heavy equipment, the lathes, the miller, the surface table. And we stripped them out, along with a few other bits and pieces, bibs and bobs, and we relocated them to his workshop. And I'm giving them to him. They're permanent loan. I'm writing them off. If I never see them again, so be it. But he's saying that he'll care for them and look after them. When I want them back, I can have them. Bonus, maybe in 10 years' time when I retire, I might have another shed and I can recover them. Hey, if I don't, if he abuses them, if he goes bankrupt and they go get sold, you know, I've got to let them go. So I'm letting them go. It's great that they're going to be utilised, and fine, move on. So I've got rid of the heavy stuff, which has been, frankly, the bulk of the problem for me, because some of these items, like the surface table, which is a machined flat cast iron table about a metre long and 700 mil wide, weighs 300 kilos. It's a heavy sucker. It's not the sort of thing you just bump around by yourself. So we've relocated this gear, and now it's all the smallest components. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to get into it, and I'm going to throw all the rubbish away and pull what's of any value out and take it to work and maybe refurb it and maybe use it or sell it. Some of the gear I'm going to sell, like the wood lathe and the table saw. And I might recover a few dollars. Again, I'm not really doing it for the money. I'm doing it for the emotion, because this monkey chats in my ear, the one that's been sitting on my back, leaning over the top of the rotting albatross around my neck. Yes, I'm using those two sayings because that's exactly what it's felt like. This chatter at 2:30 a.m. It has actually been worth a great deal of emotional cost. having this burden, and I really want to be rid of it. And I decided during summer that I was going to wait for winter, and I've been dreading it. I've been dreading it, dealing with this, but I knew I had to suck it up and do it, because I wanted to wait for winter, because in summer, inside a shipping container is just unbearably hot. Today was a very pleasant day, 25 degrees or so. It was still very warm inside that box, but hey, it was okay. If it's a 35 degree day, it's going to be 50 or 60 degrees, so I didn't want to go near it in the middle of summer. So I've been waiting for winter to arrive, and now that it's here, it's quite okay. And I'm happy to have started the process. So head down, bum up today, getting a lot of the gear out, pulling a few bits of that rotting albatross off my shoulders. It's not all off yet. There's still a few bits, but broken the back of the sucker. And over the next couple of weeks, I'll get the ute from work, and I'll go back down there, and I'll clear out the rubbish, take it to the tip. Some of it's toxic, some of it's going to have to go to appropriate disposal, you know, chemicals, paints, things like that. So I'm going to have to be a little bit careful about some of it and sort it all out and recover what I can and eventually clear that box. And I might even be able to sell my share to the guy who owns the other half. Yeah, he might give me a few bob for it. That'd be nice. And I'll be rid of it. And I'll have access to some tools that I haven't used in a long time. It's going to be good. It'll be really good. I'm looking forward to it. And while I'm doing that over the rest of this year, yeah, I realise that it's not important to bust your ass and have it all done by this afternoon. Over the next 6 months, this year, I'm going to clear the deck of all of the stuff that I don't need in my life. I've got things at home. You know what it's like. We accumulate stuff. Hey, Bernie. You know that. It's not hoarding. No. You're not a pack rat, mate. It's archivist. You're an archivist, mate. Don't worry about it. It's perfectly okay. Yeah. I'm not exactly a hoarder, but I have collected things, as we all do, and I want to clear them out. I want to get down to what I use, the minimal things of my life, and just have them in my life. And remove some of the emotional cost that comes with having excessive, irrelevant, burdensome things in my life. And to get a little bit of that cleaned up today. Oh, it's been so good. Ah, what a beautiful night. I wish you were here. At sunset, there's a bit of a storm creeping over the city. It's dark clouds. Still a little bit of light. The lights in the city are on as I look to the north over the river. It's a beautiful night. Everybody's out walking around as though it's spring or autumn. It's not. It's winter. And we're all going to perish because of global warming, because it shouldn't be this warm. But it is. So it's beautiful. Oh, well. All will unfold, and we'll all do our bit to make the world a better place and clear in this detritus of my life, from my life, is going to make both my world and the greater world around me a better place. Bye-bye for now, everybody. Have a great night. Cheers.